Part 6. Regret. Interior University Auditorium. Day. Several months later, Roselle stands on the stage at a podium, with slides projected behind her. In the audience is the committee and a small group of students.
With the help of Dr. Abel, we isolated the specific strain of fungus. It functions very similarly to Rickettsia wasmani in ants, but is specifically adapted for humans. For the purpose of our research, we decided to call this new strain Rickettsia mens imperium. This research has focused mainly on how this strain of fungus damages brain activity. There is still much to be studied. Are there any questions?
Roselle points to a committee chair with their hand raised.
Have you discovered the origins of fungal?
There are really only two possibilities. Was fungal natural or man-made? Our best guess based on what we have discovered so far is that it was man-made. This substance appeared so suddenly, with such specialized adaptations, that it must be lab-created.
Do you know where?
We haven't figured out a way to narrow that down. It could be from anywhere in the world.
Do you have any plans about your previous thesis topic, about the competing colonies of ants?
I would be open to working with another student to complete that research. Please meet with me after all the thesis presentations to discuss that.
When are they giving you a Nobel Prize?
I will only be answering appropriate questions related to my research.
Has there been a path to discovering how to reverse the effects of fungal?
A special antifungal treatment that will not affect brain functionality will need to be discovered. Research for that is still ongoing. If there are no more questions, thank you.
Roselle steps down off the stage. George grins at her. She smiles. Exterior Quarantine Center. Day. Outside of the building, a crowd of protesters cluster and chant. They're holding signs that say, "End Fungal Ban" and "Release My Family." They committed no crime. Roselle stands outside the building, staring blankly at the ground. A security guard outside the building calls to her.
Miss?
Roselle jumps.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I was just watching these ants.
Yeah, cool, huh? I was watching them go around and around, too. It's like a merry-go-round.
You could say that.
What brings you in today?
I successfully defended my dissertation today, so I wanted to tell Dr. Abel about it. It's about fungal.
Public speaking? Better you than me.
The guard opens the door for her. Interior Quarantine Center. Day. Roselle goes to the viewing room and sees the group of quarantined people, who appear somewhat pale and sickly. She waves over Anita, whose eyes look more dead than ever.
Hi, can you bust me out of here yet?
I wanted to tell you, I earned my master's degree.
That's great.
What's going on? Are they still taking care of you?
The food and everything is the same.
So what's different? You don't look so good.
I don't know exactly. When I was out spreading fungal, I had lots of energy. I was hopeful, alive. And now, I guess all that energy has no place to go.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Get me out, and my family too.
I'm sorry, I can't do that. Not until a cure is found.
For fungal?
Yes.
Fungal is the cure.
I'm sorry, until we can somehow get your brain back to normal. This is how it's going to be.
Normal? I was miserable. Normal. Why are you trying to change me back?
Because if living in a happy, perfect world means being under mind control, well, I can't accept that. I can't live in a world like that. There's no substitute for being myself.
And you're happy with that?
Not always, but I'm the one who's free.
Well, I'm with my people. I wish you could have joined us.
Same here.
Anita rejoins the group of infected and blends in among them. Roselle scans the room and spots a frail body curled up in a corner. She looks closer and recognizes it as Theo. She goes closer to the window and presses a button to activate a microphone.
Theo, what happened?
Theo, struggling, pushes himself up with his arms so he can see Roselle through the window. To her surprise, his eyes are clear and lively.
Roselle, I'm sorry.
Your condition.
The palsy. I thought I was cured. But I wasn't. The fungus was just superficial.
I'll get Dr. Abel.
Don't bother. I'm too far gone.
How can you say that? This is the most lucid I've seen you in months.
But my body... Everything hurts. I'm sorry. You were right about everything. If you could find it in your heart, could you forgive me?
What are you talking about?
I was a fool. I was scared. Every day was hard. Doctors didn't help me. I just wanted hope. So when something came that seemed like a miracle, I thought, what did I have to lose?
Theo!
But I did lose. I lost everything. My dignity, my future, and my loved ones. I took you for granted, Roselle. Now I, all of us here, the only thing we have left is each other. Us fools who threw away everything for a lie.
No, don't blame yourself.
You were there for me. You accepted me. I should have trusted you. That one taste of normalcy wasn't worth it. I only wish we could go back to the way it was. Us at the clinic. We were perfect then.
I'm getting Dr. Abel.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Theo dies. Roselle hits the emergency button. Through the window, she watches workers in hazmat suits enter and take Theo's body away. She wipes tears from her eyes. None of the other infected react. Furious, she hits the microphone button again.
What's your problem? Theo is dead and none of you care?
The infected ignore her.
Stop ignoring me! I asked you, what is your problem?
The entire group of infected turn to her and stare at her with dead eyes. They speak in unison.
There is only growth.
That makes no sense. Theo died, so there's one less of you. That's not growth.
Anything that does not contribute to growth will be eliminated.
Yeah? Okay, so you grow, and then what? What's your end goal?
There is no end goal. There is only growth.
You can't have only growth. What happens if you infect every person on Earth? There's no place left to grow.
The infected stare at her blankly.
So, what happens when you run out of space and resources? What's your plan then?
There is no plan. There is only growth.
You're all idiots. You've grown as far as you're able, and now you're destroying yourselves.
The infected stare at her blankly. She runs out of the room. Exterior quarantine center, day. Roselle rushes outside and stops to feel the sun and wind on her face. She breathes deeply.
Depressing in there, isn't it?
I don't think I'll be going back again.
Hey, how long do you think those ants are gonna keep doing that?
Until they get exhausted and die. They're all going to die.
Roselle walks away. Interior coffee shop. Morning. Roselle and Dr. Abel meet at a cafe several years later. The cafe is charmingly decorated with fairy lights and hand-painted artwork. Most of the patrons are college students and hospital staff. Roselle, with a flavored latte, is in a quiet corner spot with Dr. Abel, who drinks rooibos tea. Roselle stares at a little ceramic sculpture of an ant on top of a mushroom. Dr. Abel picks it up and moves it to another table.
I talked to George.
What did he say?
The studio won't do any more stories about Fungal.
Yeah.
That bugs me. I don't know why.
I know exactly why. You don't want people to forget.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about Theo. He could have still been with us today. I never hear from all those friends he made while on Fungal. Doesn't anyone else remember him? Did he die for nothing?
Unfortunately, this is the nature of medicine. People die, and a few generations later, people die of the same things again.
Why?
People have short memories. They forget how bad it was. They've gotten used to being comfortable and think they know better than the ones who are down in the thick of it.
It just doesn't seem right to me. I mean, it wasn't even that long ago Fungal was everywhere. I tried looking it up the other day. The few websites that still mention it have dead links.
I know what you mean. I casually mentioned Fungal to the barista and she didn't know what I was talking about.
Is it crazy to think that people are trying to forget it on purpose? It's like all memory of Fungal is being erased.
And do you know why I think that is?
Why?
I think it's because there's a sense of shame. People were fooled into thinking there was an easy way to help their kids and fix their lives. People don't like admitting they're wrong.
So they just pretend it never happened?
Well, I suppose we're beating a dead fungus.
No, it's nice to talk to someone who gets it.
Let's talk about something else. Tell me about your research.
I'm studying ticks as disease vectors. You know there's a vaccine coming out for Lyme disease soon.
Finally. Maybe I'll get to retire after all.
We still need doctors like you.
You be a doctor. Have you thought about going to med school?
I don't know.
I'll put in a good word for you.
Interior apartment. Day. Roselle quietly enters, only to see George waiting for her on the couch.
Sneaking out again?
What sneaking? You usually sleep in and I didn't want to bother you.
Oh, so you're pretending to care about my feelings now. Who are you meeting up with? That doctor again?
Yeah, so?
What's your obsession with him? Are you into older men?
Gross! He's my mentor!
Tell me what you were talking about.
Fungal, mostly.
Again with Fungal? When are you gonna get it? It's old news. Nobody cares about Fungal anymore.
It doesn't matter if nobody cares. There's still so much we don't know, and a lot of progress to be made.
You want progress? Keep with the times. Your nerdy obsessions are really becoming a turnoff. Nobody remembers Fungal. Everyone thinks bugs are gross. Study something normal for once.
You used to like my nerdiness. You call me a cute college professor.
Yeah, well, your class sucks.
What is your problem? What did I do to you?
You know what it is? You just don't care about how you make other people feel.
What? This has nothing to do with you.
This is what I'm talking about. See how selfish you sound?
Am I supposed to do everything that everyone tells me? Be a people pleaser?
You know what? You should have taken Fungal. Maybe it would have given you some perspective.
How can you say that? The whole reason we started going out was because we were standing up for something together. Now you're going back on your word? Or were you lying to me?
Lying? No. I know the truth. I know why you're so defensive right now. I'm finally seeing why you have so few friends. You'll always put your ego above everyone else.
You're the one trying to get me to change when there's nothing wrong with me.
You can do what you want. You can be yourself. Then you'll get what you've always got. You're going to be an outcast. Everyone around you will make those weird faces when you talk. It's going to be a lonely, difficult life for you.
At least it will be real. I don't want a life where I have to pretend to be anyone else but me.
Suit yourself. We're done.
George goes to leave, then pauses.
Oh, and your bug fact of the day is really cringy.
So what? Here's one for you. Fairy flies are parasitoids that lay their eggs on another insect's eggs, and their young eat the larva.
Gross!
George exits. Exterior cemetery. Day. Roselle walks through the cemetery carrying a box. She passes rows and rows of identical stones. She passes stones for Janice, Matilda, and Morty. She stops at one that says Anita's name. She stares at the stone for a moment.
Hi. I brought you something for your birthday.
She places the box in front of the stone, but does not yet open it.
I broke up with George. I bet you could have seen that coming, huh? It never would have worked. Someone like him with someone like me. I wish he could be here. We would both be laughing about it. How full of himself he is. Or maybe you wouldn't have laughed. Maybe you would have been jealous that I dated a TV guy. And I could tell you that he wasn't so great. Would you have believed me? Maybe cool things could have happened for you too. If you were still here. I wonder what job you could have gotten by now. I'm researching insects as disease vectors. Dr. Abel says I should go for med school. I'm thinking about it. Dr. Abel and I meet for coffee sometimes to talk about the past. It's strange how nobody talks about Fungal anymore. Fungal was the biggest thing for months, and now? It's like it never happened. I can't do that. I can't pretend. I still miss you. I wish it didn't come to this. I know you didn't want ice cream cake on your birthday because it brings back bad memories, but all I wanted was to make happier memories with you. Since you're not here, I guess I'll make a wish on your behalf. I wish the world was kinder to you. I wish everyone showed you more patience. I wish they didn't demand a certain personality from you. I wish you didn't feel like you had to change to fit in. I wish some company didn't sucker you into an easy solution scheme. I wish I could have convinced you to keep trying. I wish we could have found some way to help you. But mostly, I wish the fact that I was your friend was enough to save you. I had dreams when we were in school that we would one day, we would leave behind all the jerks and build a life together that was perfect for us. And it happened. For a little while. We had fun, didn't we? Come to think of it, those days you were on Fungal were the happiest I ever saw you. Far happier than all the days we were friends. So maybe there wasn't any way to save you. Maybe it never could have turned out any other way.
Roselle opens up the box and takes out a slice of ice cream cake with just the chocolate and crunchy part. She lays it on the stone, sings happy birthday, then gets up and leaves. An ant approaches the slice, takes a chocolate crunchy, and walks away. Another one does the same. The slice diminishes as a long line of ants, one by one, take the chocolate pieces to their homes.